Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Jasmine Goon, ang Young Archibald Awardee para sa taong ito. Congratulations, Jasmine!
Thank you!
Kamusta ka na?
I'm good, thank you.
So, first and foremost, what inspired you to join the Archibald?
I've always seen it around. I've always just been seeing what's on the internet about the art world that's really available to young people, especially people under 18, which is the demographic I sort of fit into. I've always just sort of wanted to advocate for a message, and I've seen a lot of other young artists in the past do that. So I thought it'd be a really nice idea to actually join in and participate in that fun creativity while spreading a nice message.
The Archibald focuses on portraits.
Yes, portraiture.
And you chose someone close to you. Can you tell us why?
I chose my younger brother, Kevin, because ever since we were younger, he has grown up with me, obviously, and he's been diagnosed with autism since he was a toddler. And so growing up with him would be a lot more different compared to a lot of other siblings who might just not be neurodivergent.
How long did it take you to decide, I'm going to draw Kevin?
That actually took a while, actually. I was thinking about joining, but then it just kind of came to me and I was like, okay, I might just do a picture of my brother. Might have taken around maybe a couple of weeks when I thought about joining the Archibald Prize.
And it's very impressive because when I look like at the portrait, it looks like I'm looking directly at your brother. How long did it take you to finish it or complete it?
That's a shocking question, actually. It took me a really long time. It maybe took me about 10-ish hours.
That's not a long time.
Yeah, took a lot of patience.
But that's not a long time. 10 hours, less than a day, literally.
I'll say 10 to 15 hours. 10's a bit of stretch, but yeah.
2 working days. I know some artists would say, I'm not in the mood, or this is not the right time, I'm not in the right frame of mind. Did you have that? Or were you just like, right, I'm going to draw Kevin, and I'm going to do it, and you just finished it in a flash?
I kind of just started my process out by sketching pictures of my brother, like, you know, just live and doing observational things. And then I kind of took a few photos, since Kevin doesn't really like sitting still, and that's okay. So I did take a few photos of him, and then I did capture a shot of him looking directly at the camera because he likes to look at things when he's, you know, you've captured his interest. So, yeah, I did choose that photo, and I did do some, like, sketches of that photo before I actually proceeded into doing the final.
What's your relationship with Kevin like? I get this sense that you two are very close.
Yes, yeah, Kevin and I are pretty close, even though it's in our own way very different. Kevin and I like to ask each other what the weather was today, what colour clothes we're wearing today. We usually bond over that after school, and sometimes we like to play games together.
How old is Kevin?
Kevin should be turning 15 this year, but he's 14 at the moment.
There is a 2-year gap between you and Kevin, but you're both teenagers. Are there teenager things that you guys like to do?
I wouldn't say so, actually. Most of the time we bond over, like, pretty mutual things, such as playing games, as I mentioned before.
What is it like growing up with Kevin, knowing that he is not like any other ordinary child or teenager?
For me, it felt like indifferent. I was just more aware of those things and that they exist. And, definitely did sort of educate me on more on, like, disabled siblings and whatnot, and understanding that from other people.
And I'm sure he has bad days and good days. What is it like for you when he has a bad day?
When Kevin has a bad day, he does tend to cry a lot, and that's okay. Yeah, those bad days, he usually just, like, cries a lot, I suppose.
And you've learned how to handle it?
Yeah, he does get very emotional. Handling and managing it is pretty easy and okay, because we do get him to calm down quite easily.
So coming from a family whose parents come from different cultures and have grew up in different places, because your mom's Filipina and your dad grew up in Australia, so growing up with a brother who was diagnosed with autism, what did you learn?
I'd say I've learned how different cultures may deal with that with a disabled child. and raising, like, obviously my parents, raising him together with me in the picture, it is definitely harder to manage when you have a disabled sibling. And it was definitely hard to manage because a lot of the time I wouldn't understand why my brother would be getting more attention than me.
How'd you cope with that?
I probably coped with that by trying to regain more attention, but over time I obviously realised that my brother was like my brother's needs, and I became more accepted and okay with that.
And what did art do for you? Because you mentioned earlier that you've been doing art for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
How did art help you, or did it help you?
Art helped me along the track, but I really just started having an interest in it because I always wanted to, I had a drive to actually draw and perfect that all the time. I always like replicating pictures. I always wanted to keep creating things for myself, whether that was like a handmade kite, handmade posters, anything really. I just had the drive to do that, and art's always helped me cope by like expressing my creative liability.
You've never had formal training outside of school, so I take it that you just really like doing it and practicing for hours.
Yeah, I did practice a lot more when I was younger and I had a lot of time, but when I did hit high school, I did definitely take more interest in drawing realistically, especially when I was 12 years old, 13 years old, and then it kind of hit off from there. But I did before that stage, I did draw a lot more when I was younger.
And now what are your subjects like?
Well, I do like to draw a lot of animals and a lot of portraiture, a lot of the colours. I really like to draw to set a theme and a style and aesthetic and kind of find my own sort of style and whatnot. And my subjects are going pretty well. I do year 12 art at the moment in year 11. I do studio art in year 11. And I also do product design and technology in year 11. And all three of those are folio subjects. I'm doing pretty all right at those, and I do enjoy them.
I'm guessing this is a path you'd like to take further?
Yes, I would definitely like to take this path further.
How do you see yourself, say, in 5-6 years from now? What vision do you have for yourself?
I don't really have a clear vision. I know I'll be doing something to do with art, but for now I kind of don't really think about the future as much. I do like to just focus on how I'm doing now, and then that creates your own future.
And lastly, what was your reaction, your mom's reaction, your dad's reaction when you got that message that you won the Young Archibald?
I found out when I knew I was a finalist, I knew that the awards would obviously be announced on a certain day. And so when that day came, I decided to look at around maybe 12 p.m. I had a little look and I scrolled down and I saw like a glimpse of mine, and I was like, no way this can happen. And I did scroll a bit further and I was very surprised. I was screaming and I called my mum and my dad, but no one was home. My mum was at work and my dad was obviously on a drive with my little brother. So I was at home all alone, just crying and screaming.
And when they finally came home, I'm guessing you all celebrated.
Yeah, I was just like, Dad, look here.
They must be very like, proud of you.
Yeah.
And what does this Young Archibald Prize mean to you?
For me, it means that there's a lot of hope for the future when it revolves around conveying a message and supporting families that have neurodivergent siblings.
And hopefully your art will share that message more and more as you grow older.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully I get to convey more messages in the future that the world gets to know about.
Thank you, Jasmine, for sharing your story with us and your brother's story as well.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You like, you share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino on Facebook.